With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Can you dig it? The Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore is on ESPN 97.5. This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 802, ESPN 97.5. Jennings Dunker went on. We got to play some of this. He's a character, this kid.
Yeah, he is.
He's the big guard from Iowa, center guard.
He's won these hay baling, hay throwing contests in Iowa, yeah.
And he's got a mullet, and he loves Culver's, and
super red hair.
Yeah.
Like on fire red hair.
When's he getting drafted?
Probably second round.
Second?
Yeah. Probably so. Second. Third at worst.
He's going to be with the hair and his he's in a good interview.
There's always guys like that. Quinn Meinerz was like that. Quinn's become a really good player. He's become an all pro. He was one who had his gut hanging out. He had a half shirt the whole time there. He came from a small school. So, yeah, every couple years, there's an offensive lineman who pops, and he's the one this year.
Yeah. The hair just is immediate.
You know? Yeah, I mean, he's big. No, dude, he is built. Like, he looks like he lives on a squat rack. He has an unbelievable body type for an offensive lineman. Like, not a lot of bad weight at all. Very muscular, and then he's got that look, and then he looks the way he looks.
I know you want to talk about his butt, but
it's normal.
I think you want to you don't want Dell to grab that.
No, I don't care. I mean, it is what it is. He's good musculation.
Yeah,
he's thickly muscled, good lean mass,
mm-hmm.
broad across his chest,
mm-mm-mm.
but not as good. He don't play as good as he looks in the.
Won the Joe Moore Award.
Yeah, he's fine.
He was part of that.
He's fine. I just think that he's got room to get better. He's got room to get better. That's all.
That's all. Okay. Well, maybe he will get better.
This is the time where people start to go, people start to freak out about players. They don't really have good context on them. This is my guy. This is my guy. They'll, on social media, they'll mm-hmm. see a clip and I'm officially on this train. This has been my guy for years. Like, okay.
Well, that's fine. I tell McShay, I swear he wants to marry Sam Roush.
Sam, he also had somebody else in the first round. And I was like, what? Todd, I have to see who it is. But Todd McShay had another player in the first round. And I was like, well, I don't think this is going to be the case, Todd. But mm-hmm. that's fine. He's Lee Hunter in the first. I don't think Lee Hunter.
Mike Golick, Jr.'s gigantic Iowa offensive line, has a sick ginger mullet, loves Culver's, pounds coffee. Yeah, I've seen enough. This is the number one pick in the draft. Let's get Brian in here. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Good, fellas. Hey, I want to talk about the Rockets. I love this young team. And I love the fact that they're young and got a couple veterans on it. But I watched last night. I didn't want to trade any of the young pieces. But I've finally come around to if you get Giannis. Well, first of all, I think they're a good team. I think they can go far. But the point is to beat Oklahoma City. The point is to win a championship. And the way they're constructed, you're not going to do it. I just don't think you're going to do it. So to do that, you got to add another superstar. And I'm willing to give up Shane Goon, because I think he's going to be an all-star, but he's not a superstar. And I don't think you're going to win it all with him. So at this point, I'm willing to give up Shane Goon. I don't know, another piece, Reed Shepherd, and some picks to get onto Tecumpo. And if you can get a veteran point guard, then that's what I'm on board for. So, see y'all's thoughts.
Yeah, they've already, McManaman already put water on that and said there's no chance. The Rockets have no interest. So, it's not even a discussion point at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Is Shane Goon going to be a champion someday?
Yeah, he could very well be. Look at, I mean, you want to go down the list of champions you didn't think would be a champion? Yeah, he could be.
I mean, a main piece.
Why are we deciding that this is like the cutoff for all these 23-year-olds? Like, they can't be any better than this. Yeah. I've watched too much basketball to know that everyone gets better who's a good player. I don't know why we're deciding this team just doesn't have enough. They're in the midst of a bad spot right now, a bad spell. They don't have Steven Adams, who was a huge part of who they were. Huge. And when he was on the floor, he was massive last year. He's massive this year. He's a huge rebounding advantage, second possessions. They don't have that. I think they're still figuring out. They've only played with Kevin Durant 46 games, and he didn't play in so, well, he's played most of them, but you know, you only have Kevin Durant for 46. You're missing a point guard who tore and was it Achilles or ACL? It was ACL with him, right?
Who?
Fred?
ACL. Yeah.
Yeah. He tore an ACL, or he would have been on this roster. Yeah. He was on last year's roster.
Well, it was a knee. I'm not sure which one it is.
Yeah, I think it was an ACL. Okay. So, I don't know why we're so definitive that this team just can't do it.
Well,
they're not built right. Well, this is a bad – would you have said that after the first 23 games? No, you wouldn't have.
No.
You would have said this team, no, man, they should have beat Oklahoma
there's
City.
There's a bigger sample size now.
It's a bigger sample size with
do you
a
believe
ton
this
of
is a championship
pieces.
Team right now?
I believe they have a chance to be a championship team.
This one?
Yeah, I think they could.
This year.
I think it's going to be tough because you lost Steven Adams. I think Steven Adams mattered that much.
Mm.
Yes. Steven Adams was I never ever thought that would be the case.
No, he is.
Because you could still move for a point guard who can help you. He doesn't even have, you can add a piece that's not even a major, major cog that could really make your offense much more efficient. But Adams, who I kind of just went, Steven Adams, when they got him, that's nice. They'll have him last year. I can't believe the impact he had on games. I honestly can't. I never saw this coming. I never saw him rebounding at this level, even though historically he had. I never saw the second possessions. I never saw the energy on the court. The fans, how they react to Steven Adams when he's on the court. Like, Steven Adams had so much bigger role for their success than I ever gave him credit for. And when you don't have him, you can see it. There's no juice when Capella's on the court. There's a lot of juice when Steven Adams is on the court. And that's gone now.
Yeah.
So, Fred, you know, you miss Fred, who is a however many million-dollar player. He was a starting point guard. You miss your number one big off the bench. I think Jalen is going to – Jabari is going to play better this year. He's in the midst of a bad month. Reed Shepard's in the midst of a subpar month. I don't like discounting other great months just because the current month isn't good. That's way too the recency bias just sets in. I am not for trading away all core components for an aging Giannis Antetokounmpo. To me, I was all for it if he was the guy. But they made a choice. They said Durant. We don't want to give these pieces away. We're going to go Durant. You can't have both. You can have one. You can't have both. What they will ask for Giannis, you should immediately be fired if you give a Nico Harrison deal away. And the Rockets are going to want a Nico Harrison offer. They're going to say, all right, we'll give you Tari and some first rounders and Reed. No. For Giannis, no. You're going to give us at least Amen Thompson or at least Alperen Şengün. That's where it starts, And then we will have a discussion as you keep piling on players and picks. And if you as a Rocket fan say, I don't want to do that, well, then put yourself in the Bucks position and say, would you make this move if your job depended on it, trading for Tari Eason, Reed Shepard, and some future firsts that are going to be in the 20s? No.
No.
You wouldn't. You'd get your ass fired. You'd be an embarrassment. Stephen A. Smith would scream at you on the television. Kendrick Perkins would say dumb things about you. You don't want that. So, I mean, always ask yourself, would I do it if I were on the other side? And if your answer is no, then stop coming up with deals that won't work. Because what they're going to ask for Giannis is going to be substantial. It will gut your future if you're the Rockets. You got away with what I consider to be a really good move for Kevin Durant. I mean, really good move. I just need these guys to play better. I've seen them play good basketball. I've seen this core play really good basketball. They're in the midst of a bad month. I mean, it happens. It happens. I don't like it, but it happens. I'm not giving up on them, but I do think, to your question, the Steven Adams thing is really debilitating.
Yeah, it is.
It's very debilitating, and Finney Smith is averaging like 3 points a game. Finney Smith has not had the impact that I think they had hoped he would. I wouldn't mind if they moved him out of here, but he's $12.5 million a year. You know, if you could move Finney Smith out and bring in
point guard?
And bring in a guard and maybe something else, another position player. Maybe Okogie just picks his minutes up. It was fine. This was fine when Okogie was coming off the bench. The Rockets are playing some of their better basketball when he was coming off the bench. Finney Smith has jinxed this team. I figured it out.
What?
Ever since he brought bad mojo to this team, they just haven't been able to win on a consistent basis.
Finney Smith is the jinx of the team. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to tell you what their record is since he's joined.
That's exactly what you just said. Okay.
Well, I kept waiting for him to get back, and then I see him now, and I'm like, what does he do? He averages 2.9 points a game and 2.6 rebounds. He's averaging 30% from the field. Is this what you were hoping for? Is this what you were looking for, 2.9 and 2.6, 30% from the field? And he plays 16 minutes. I mean, 15.7 minutes. They got to get rid of some of those minutes. Dude, he is not doing nearly enough. 19 minutes, 16 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 16 minutes. His output, rebounds, 2, 2, 2, 1, 3. Block shots, 0. He's not shooting. He's not scoring 6 points, 3 points, 6 points, 2 points, 8 points. Or, I'm sorry, 0 points, 3 points, 6 points, 2 points, 8 points. What is he offering for $12.6 million? Yeah. What do we get for Dorian Finney-Smith?
You used to for
get him off the bench.
You don't.
Get him on the bench and get him off the court. Put Okogie back in.
I'm going through this. This is incredible. Wemby played his 150th game.
Okay.
He just finished his 150th game.
All right.
He has more points through 150
games.
Wait.
150. Isn't this year two?
Three.
This is year three for Wemby?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has more points by 20 than Kevin Durant did through 150 games. He has over 100 more rebounds than Charles Barkley did through 150 games. He has 23 more threes than Steph Curry did through 150 games.
No, this can't be true.
He has
He
has 72 more blocks than Akeem had through 150 games.
This cannot be true.
Yes.
Who posted this?
This is true, and I'm looking at all of his numbers. It's incredible. It's incredible. The dude is, Wemby is real. Yeah, all of his numbers are right.
He's averaging 2.7 blocks a game.
Holy crap.
That's holy crap. You want to see Olajuwon's?
1,631 rebounds. Charles had 1,509 through 150 games. And he was the round mound of rebound. He just does.
Akeem Olajuwon, hold on. Before all these stats are put up, before you just assume they're okay. Olajuwon, in his first 3 years, his blocks per game, 2.7, 3.4, 3.4. Victor Wembanyama's blocks per game, this year he's at 2. His blocks per game have been 3.6, 3.8, and then 2.7 this year. They're down this year. So I guess the first 2 years,
he had 3.6. He had 254 blocks. And then 176 blocks. How much did the team have in his first 2 years?
Total blocks, that's per They're giving me per game numbers.
Okay. Now, he had 254. You don't have totals. 254 and 176 in his first 2 years.
Yeah.
And now he's got 90 this year. 520 blocks.
I don't know why they're not giving me, why they're only doing
that. Well, that's a problem.
You're only doing per game. My per game is 2.7, but his per game was 3.8 and 3.6 the first 2 years. And Dreams, and then 2.7 this year. Dreams 2.7 the first year, then 3.4, 3.4. So that would make sense.
Yeah.
He would be ahead
on a
per game basis.
Yeah. So
now Dream also got up into 4.6, 3.9.
Well, again, it's
a little dated, data dredging, but it still makes. We're sure on Steph Curry. Now, Steph had a bunch of ankle injuries, but through his first 150 games played, Victor Wembanyama has more. How many more threes?
He's got 330 to 30.
It's embarrassing. 307. Shooting that many times.
Yeah. Steph had 307 three-pointers made, and Wembanyama has 30.
This is incredible.
It's incredible.
But that's why he is a generational talent, though.
Yep, he is.
Like, you don't. He's a generational looking guy, but he's generational in the sense that he can block that many shots and make that many threes. Those are two totally separate skill sets for separate different types of guys.
Yeah.
And he does it in one body.
And Durant with Oklahoma City was, you know, he had already taken him to the finals in his first 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Wemby has more points than he did. That's incredible.
So, you know, your rebounds per game. It's really interesting. Your rebounds per game for Dream.
With more rebounds than Charles, not Dream. I don't know about Dream.
Well, that's who he's
through 150.
That's who he's going to be measured against. So Charles is just kind of data dredging. Who can we find that was really good?
Well, he was the rebounder. He was a really good rebounder.
Probably not. Yeah, that's true.
No.
I wonder if he's higher than Karl Malone.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. You'll listen to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. So, I'm looking at ESPN on their front page. On their front page, they have a story of the five NFL teams with interesting extension situations. Let's predict two Texans deals. Okay, so they're talking about CJ and Will Anderson Jr. So they figure all kinds of blah, 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 blah. What do you think their prediction is for CJ, an extension? They've got him left for 2 years right now and about $32 million left on. They're going to pick up the fifth year. That's 26.5. Next year, he's only making 5.6. So it's about $32 million over the next 2 years. What do you think their extension past that is?
If they were to do it now?
If they were to do it, yeah, now. Do this offseason. Yeah,
I mean,
years and money.
In a world where David Mulgeta decided to take
millions and millions of dollars less, and the Texans said, "This is our guy. We know from the last two games, CJ clearly is our guy." In this incredibly stupid world, I would say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $42.5 million over 5 years.
4 years, 224, 56 a year.
See, that's why.
No,
that's why it's a stupid article.
Well,
Mulgeta.
It's probably a lot closer to you.
Mulgeta will take it.
Yeah,
the Texans would never give that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. The Texans wouldn't give that.
They don't have to give him that. They would give him $56 million right now.
If you wait 2 years, it may get even.
So what? Why would Nick? Why would Nick guarantee? Guess how much that would be guaranteed? Almost every dollar would be guaranteed.
And again, you might be fighting.
And that's on top of these next 2 years.
Right. Right.
That's on top of it.
Right. So you've got the 32 plus the 24.
You couldn't get out of this deal if you
tried. 260 over 6 years.
You couldn't get out of this deal if you tried. No. That's why the Texans wouldn't do it. Why commit? Why make a commitment if you're the
Texans?
Well, because
everything they say is, no, he's our guy.
They're not dumb. They can tell you that. Nick Caserio's not. You think Nick Caserio tells you what he thinks?
No. No.
No, I don't.
No, but I've seen an undying love with D'Amico and Nick. They defend him like, see,
they
like,
should.
Like, hey, dumbasses, CJ played good football.
They should. They should.
That's what they, that's how they talk to us.
They should. They should. They should defend him. I'm glad that they do that. That's good. It doesn't mean that when it's time to put the owner's money on and their jobs on the line. But,
and the owner likes him too now.
Do you think they all believe that this is good football?
No, but I do believe they think that CJ's the right
guy.
Why
are they just giving him free money
for
nothing?
They do believe CJ's the right guy.
But they don't have to give him money now. No. There's no reason.
Or if the agent presses it and says, we're not playing.
You know what's funny is every GM and personal guy I talked to all said the same thing. Well, the Texans are in a good spot here because they don't even have to talk about that. If CJ played well, extension would be an immediate, and they said this won't even come up now because David knows it's a bad time, and the Texans would have no interest.
Well,
there's no chance.
Unless he gets 56 a year.
Yeah, and the only way you do that, once again, I'm going to say it again, that would be malpractice. You would be screwing the owners out of their money if you blindly took a shot at the worst moment of CJ's career to pay a price that probably is beyond market price.
I'm going to say this. I think it's probably about a 15% chance of happening, but I don't think it's a 0% chance.
It's not a 0% chance that they do an extension. It's a 0% chance at $56 million. And a number that Mogetta...
Oh, I'm not sure that's the case.
Why would you give in... Why would Mogetta
take anything less?
He wouldn't. That's why he's not going to do this deal, because Nick is not stupid. Nick is way better than you're giving him credit for. Nick understands that why would you pay when a guy showed you that he's not capable?
Yeah.
Literally, CJ was incapable of beating anybody his last two games.
I agree. I don't understand why you think Nick is that bad. No, I'm saying there's a low chance, but I think there's zero chance that he takes an extension at 40.
No, I agree. No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Mogetta's not. But that's why there's no chance of this happening. The Texans have no reason to go all in on C.J. Stroud at a real price for the quarterback. And you're giving him agent's price after his worst football that he has ever played, and he's his lowest moment. It would make no sense to do that. But it's also why David Mogetta will not even ask.
Listen, I can see Caserio sitting at that podium saying, we're not concerned. I don't know why you're concerned. We're not concerned about CJ. We think CJ is a great quarterback.
No,
we believe in CJ.
That's fine.
And that's why we're giving him this money. I don't know why. We're not concerned. Why are you concerned?
No, I can't see him say that's why we're giving him maximum amount of dollars. He'd be the embarrassment of – he would be Nico Harrison of football.
If you're
coming off of whatever, 10 turnovers – and you make him one of the four highest paid quarterbacks in football.
He had 10 turnovers. He had eight turnovers. Yeah.
He had eight turnovers.
Two lost.
He had seven turnovers. No, he had four the first game, right? Two fumbles lost and two interceptions. Was three fumbles lost, two interceptions.
No, two. That's five. Two fumbles lost. Two out of four.
He had eight turnovers.
Yeah.
He managed nothing offensively in that second. Like, you would basically be saying, I am going to make you a top four quarterback based on your last two games. Do you know how embarrassing that would be?
Based on what we know
CJ
is.
Based on what? What do you want to point to?
Three straight playoff appearances.
You're going to try to give me DPOA and his AOPA, his EPA percentage. You're going to come up with fake stats?
No.
I like how numbers people, other than me, act like we've all had our eyes gouged out with ice picks, and we've never seen a football game. And we just have this braille, we've had these braille tablets given to us where we look at, where we feel analytics. What is his DPOA? And we're feeling and scrolling through the braille. Oh, this is, the Oracle says he is a really fine quarterback. The numbers in the Oracle say he is quite clever at outmanning the defensive coordinators, and he's clever against the blitz. This is what the Oracle says. I've never had my eyes gouged out by ice picks. I watch football, and you do too. All of you watch it. Don't fall for John's con job here. Don't fall for it like I am. Don't fall for it. It's not happening. Nick is not stupid. don't know why you think. I don't know why you just called Nick Caserio dumb.
Can't see him. He's doing Braille. He's got his eyes closed.
I kept my eyes closed the whole time because I was trying to
reading
imagine.
Braille.
I was getting into the character. I honestly don't know what it would. That would make me so mad. You come up with hype. It would make me so mad to give him $56 million after this. Like, it's not even the money so much. Could, it's like, why
I'll
would you
tell
give
you this,
him more?
I'm telling you this. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
It's not a 0% chance they would do an extension. It's zero that Nick would give in to David Mulgetta's number. There's no reason.
Well, I think there's zero that
what's the
Mulgetta
advantage?
Will do anything less than 50.
What's the advantage?
No.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm with you on that. David Mulgetta has no. David Mulgetta knows you waited out. Why would I be asking for money
do
right now?
Do the Braille
now?
Thing again. That was made me laugh.
I just was like this, and I was just doing this. Because somebody tried to come with DPOA and his EPA percentage. And I'm y'all act like
here.
We don't watch football.
Okay.
Just stop. Here. Stop trying to data dredge.
Yeah. I just think it's funny. I just think that's just funny. Will Anderson, what do you think they got for him?
Oh, man. I don't know the number of the highest number, so I'll just say $32 million, 5 years.
It's four. They got 4 years, 176.
Ooh, that's way higher. Ooh, that's over
121 guaranteed.
That's over a $40 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 44.
What? Oh. Are they making that much now?
Yeah.
They're making way more than quarterbacks?
Yeah. Well, no, they're still under quarterbacks, but that's the second highest paid, right? What is
maybe you're right. Oh my God. Where have I been? Micah Parsons 46.5,
yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson 45, TJ Watt 41. Yeah, where have I been?
Yeah.
Miles Garrett, $40 million.
They got him at 44. I think that I don't know if I'm Will Anderson. I'd probably do that.
So you're making 46. So you have four guys over $40 million.
Yeah, and Will Anderson's in that neighborhood.
Guys over $40 million per year.
He should be in that neighborhood.
In the NFL right now, this is an embarrassment. Oh my God! 11 players making over $50 million a year. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Tua.
Trevor.
Tua.
You should be ashamed of yourself,
you should
Del.
Be. That's embarrassing, Del.
Tua making
Trevor,
over 50 a year.
Jordan.
You're embarrassing
Josh.
Yourself.
I mean, honestly,
your
Jordan Love.
What I do.
Jordan Love's
your
fine.
Team is embarrassing.
I don't know if you know this, but your quarterback's the main character for every internet troll on the face of the NFL internet troll.
But we're paying him $5 million a year.
Didn't help you in the playoffs. My quarterback has a nickname.
You
Tua
wouldn't know about helping
the
in the playoffs.
Over,
you
whatever
don't get
it's
there.
Called. Well, we got there two times, didn't win a game under Mike McDaniel. Winning a divisional, winning a wild card game, credit to the Texans. Then you embarrass yourself in the divisional round like normal. But my quarterback never had a restaurant named after him, and it was called CJ's Turnovers.
That is true.
Yeah.
We got a restaurant.
Yeah, Tua's been a memeable thing for years now, particularly when he throws
turnovers
interceptions.
Turnovers are nice. It's a nice food.
Yeah, but not when you get him half price and four at half price.
Four at half
means
price.
Four turnovers and a half.
Four at half.
Yeah.
Four turnovers at a half.
I don't like that connection.
Huh. Take a look at the quarterbacks outside of the $50 million range. Kyler Murray, 46.1. Deshaun Watson, $46 million. Kirk Cousins, $45 million.
Well, he should.
Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is $45 million. Matt Stafford, $40 million. Whew. Sam Darnold, $33.5 million.
Some good quarterbacks in there. Making less than Tua. Some really good quarterbacks making less than
but
Tua.
But how about these three? Kirk Cousins, Deshaun Watson, and Kyler Murray.
Holy crap. All right. 713-780-3776. Keith, look. AMF, we're going to get you in here. On the other side. Right now, though, if you go to San Jack, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah, sanjack.edu is trying to help you make more money simply by improving your stock in life. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, San Jack is great for you. Go to sanjack.edu, and you can find over 200 different careers. A different way to approach your career. They've got different certificates and degrees, and your goals, your college. Number two college in the nation ranked by the Aspen Institute. They got six campuses, over 32,800 students right now. And the six campuses, don't forget they got one, you know, they can do remote learning as well. But they've got so many different programs for you to choose from that you can absolutely find your next career there. Just go to the program section and find your areas of study. They've got continuing education, honors programs, online learning. There's admission and aid information on there. So if you're looking to have it paid for, you might be able to go absolutely free. And what a great way for you to give yourself a chance to find a new career. There's so much here. It's actually very enlightening when you look at all of the different areas of study that they have. You can find something from music to culinary to EMS. There's so much to choose from here. Look for your new career at sanjack.edu, at San Jacinto College, sanjack.edu.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Jeremy and Joe, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. We got AMF in here. Keith, you want to call back? We'll get you in. 713-780-3776. Who else wants in? You're more than one. 713-780-3776. AMF, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, look, I want to go back to what Lance said earlier about the Rockets. And I compare, when he said they're still young, right? So, like, my son is now 29, but I promise you, when he was 22, 23, there's nothing more I wanted to do with the beat of that, because he was pissing me off all the time. He got arrested, got all this other kind of stuff, and then finally got into the military. He's in the Air Force, got married, has a kid, totally turned the guy's degree. So, like, I know that's a weird pivot, but I can see where the 22 and 23-year-olds can really frustrate you, but then they turn it around, you know, once they hit that 25, 26-year age. So, I look at you. I even thought about you, John. I said, look, JG, I think he got arrested when he was young, too. Now look at him. He was in a gang, too.
And he was a gang member, too.
Do what?
He was a gang member.
Yeah. Well,
my
friend played rugby in college.
Yeah.
So you were part of the Animals.
Yeah, I was part. I was arrested. Mm-hmm.
John was a character flag guy, too, and he eventually grew up.
Oh, my God. I still am a character flag.
So he's right. Now, the difference is now we're not. By the way, my son is the same way. He wasn't arrested, but my son turned a corner, has done a great job. He's dialed in as a firefighter, has a couple girls. Right. And now, I don't think any of the players we're talking about are, you know, I'm not sure it's a maturity issue. They just need to become better basketball players.
Right. I do got another thing, John. So going to yesterday's a show about Luca. He's a white guy, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. My wife is 25% Italian. And it shows, right? And she's 75% Mexican. Am I married to a white woman?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. You sure you want to say that?
Bring it out there.
Listen, if you have any black blood in you, you're black.
Okay.
Right?
And if you have any
Italian blood in you, then you're white.
Or Italian.
Right, which is white.
Okay.
Depends on which kind
Greek
of Italian. Go ahead.
Let me add a little something to that, because she did the 23andMe. She's got 3% Kenyan.
Ooh, now where are we doing, John?
Why is John becoming?
Why are we all turning to John?
I'm not turning to him. You guys are.
What is she, John?
No.
I'm waiting to hear what John says.
All right, guys. Later.
Well, listen, there a lot of Italians have more blood in them. So, right. It's true. This is why,
There's some historical accuracy, but don't ask him which is why what. Don't ask that. I don't know, ask him to expand
which is
and
why.
Add color and context
what's
to this.
What's he saying? Which is why.
But, I mean, it gives
the 3%
us our olive, what gives us our darker complexion.
It's not y'all just wolfing down olive oil the whole time?
No.
Olive oil changes your complexion?
Well, if the sun, when the sun hits it.
That's not it.
Makes it golden. Why do you think they say olive colored skin?
But you notice the northerners that got mixed up blood with the Germans.
Well,
and they got guys like Skinner.
Actually,
Sinner.
Well, northerner just lost to Djokovic.
Yeah.
In the fifth set.
The northern Italians are.
Oh, he doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very.
He's not one of the reals.
He's German.
Oh, so now you're not taking credit because he lost?
He lost.
Lance tried to take him away from you a month ago. Sinner, and you were upset
about
that.
Sinner is not a German name. That's an Italian name. And look at him.
No,
he looks like us.
Sinner.
He's super white.
He's one of us. You can have him.
It doesn't really matter. He's part of the Axis, no matter what you say. Yeah. German, Italian. He's part of the Axis
of evil.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
He's one of the Axis powers. Either way.
And so are the Japanese.
Historically, yes.
Historically, you can't.
They're one of the Axis powers. Yes.
All right.
I mean, that's just historically. Now they're an ally.
You didn't answer the question. She's 3% Kenyan. What are you doing now?
She's white. She's white.
What?
This is like tinting paint.
You just said
like,
any
she's 75% white.
You just said any drop of.
No, y'all claim that.
You just used me?
Yeah. You.
I know you're not talking
Nigerians.
To me.
Yeah, you y'all. Say, oh, if he's got any black in him, half black.
That
Patrick
was your,
Mahomes. Why can't he be white?
You know.
He's half and half.
You know
why can't he be white?
That's a y'all thing. You tried to put that on us. That's a y'all thing. If you see anyone with any coloration, he's black. Don't say
not
y'all.
True. Look at me.
We're not. Stop
look
it.
Look at this.
Stop it.
Okay.
This is such a. Only this show would do
like,
this.
Like, for example.
Can you imagine Seth and Sean going,
never.
Well, is he black or white? Never would they get that call.
I mean,
and actually spend more
make
than one
call.
Second. They'd be scared. They might not be scared, but it wouldn't be smart for them.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Why is it smart for you two?
Just because we just do that. This is what we're known for.
Smart. Okay.
We're known
anybody,
for John parsing through people's ethnicity and race.
Hey, Sam, when you think about grabbing stuff
not,
for the
not
show.
Not this one. Not this
particularly
one.
Stay away from John saying any drop of black blood in you makes sure. Stay away from that. Stuff.
Yeah, Sam,
don't
this
cut
is not
that.
One of those segments.
Or Italian blood.
Yeah, whatever he said, don't. Whatever John says, don't
or
cut
that's
up.
What y'all say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too. Leave it out. Leave it out.
What a setup.
I tried to bring some sports into it. Sinner lost to Djokovic in a fifth set early in the last 20 minutes.
That's actually, I would imagine that's a pretty big, that's Australian Open, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine that's a pretty big upset.
I don't know the line. But,
not pretty big, but it's an upset.
Well,
I mean, Sinner
was
is,
a two seed.
Sinner is clearly better than Djokovic right now.
What's the ranking? Is Sinner second?
I don't know what he's in the world.
No, I think he's one. Sinner's probably one.
Alcaraz is the one seed in this tournament.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And it's just on standard court. It's not clay or anything.
Well, and he hasn't succeeded on. He hasn't done well on.
Maybe Alcaraz is one and Sinner two. But those two are clearly the two best. And then you got Zverev, who got beat by Alcaraz today in five-setter, in a long five-setter. And then you got Sinner. But so I mean, he's like.
Well, it's impossible to know all this.
No, if
I mean,
you watch
look
French Open and Wimbledon, I've actually really enjoyed watching that.
Well,
the men's tennis right now is really
not
good.
The French Open, it's the Australian, and nobody watches
well,
it.
Well, it's too early. I
didn't even know
this.
It was on.
I can't watch this. Their toilets flush the other way. What am I going to watch
that's
the Australian
too early.
Open for?
I mean, it's good for you. It's good for this
show.
Yeah,
it actually is, actually. It's good for Five Star.
Yeah,
he could
except,
be gambling on this.
Except we never turn it on.
Well, we don't have access to a TV. And
that
we
no longer
actually works.
How are we going to do this when the Masters comes up? That's
are you going to be in town for the Masters?
No,
are you going to be back home?
Not now.
Okay.
Okay. Not anymore.
You can watch it from the comfy confines of your home.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Well, no. You could probably see the Masters there. Is Masters on ESPN?
The Masters is.
Oh, it
no,
is?
You can't see it on
we don't have a.
We have ESPN app. I could put it on there and sign in. It's not the,
oh, well,
the world. I can do that with no problem.
Well, we normally would be at East River 9 for one of those days, right? That's what
yeah,
we
probably will.
You'll be fine, John. Right. You'll have TVs.
Okay. All right. Then maybe I'll come. But otherwise, I'm not here. Forget about it.
Maybe I'll come then.
Then maybe I'll be here. And maybe I won't. I don't know. You don't know. You don't know, Del.
I didn't say I did.
No.
Why are you saying it accusatory? I didn't say that I did know.
Yeah. Okay. I do know this. H.R. and P. will be here. HRMP will be, and we love that. It's getting, well, it's the first of the month coming up here, and we're going to get our payroll. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be perfect because that's what it is every time. And it's going to be so easy. Laura, who works now part-time for our middle of the month pay is the commissions and whatnot, which makes it a little bit more difficult. But there's nothing that's too difficult for HRMP. If you got salaried employees, if you got hourly employees, you got all commission employees, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you get paid. It doesn't matter how many branches you have. It doesn't matter what state they're in. You could have a multi-state. It doesn't. None of it matters. None of it matters to HRMP because they have the technology that's second to none. You don't have access to this. You're not good at this. You don't do it well. You don't do HR as well as they do. You don't do payroll as well as they do. You don't do taxes as well as they do. It's their business. It is so good too. My colleague, he continues to get offers from other companies. We want to gobble you up, and we want to take over your company. He's like, nah. I'll just keep my company. I'll just keep on doing this because what I'm doing is great. And it is. And when you see, and you've seen and you've heard the testimonials by all these people, they love HRMP and what they do for them. If you're somebody that's struggling with payroll, if you're somebody that maybe is not completely satisfied with your admin company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:51. Brooks Koepka made his return to the PGA Tour. Shot a 1-over-73 yesterday at the South Course. He'll play the North Course today. He should do better. It's easier. But Patrick Reed has come over to the bright side. It's if you get
you mean
John,
he left. You mean left live?
He left live.
Yeah.
If you get Jon Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau, it's over. It's over.
How long has this been now? 3 years or longer? It's probably been longer than that, I bet.
I think it might have been a 3-year deal. Or no, it was a 4-year deal, I think everybody signed. Might be 4 years. But yeah. If those two come back, because it's a lot of Taylor Gooches and Dustin Johnson's done, and a lot of guys that feel that nobody really cares. Honestly.
Is that a real person, Taylor Gooch?
Taylor Gooch, yeah. He played. Okay. Yeah, he's real. He's real.
Is golf in the middle of it? Of its version of the early aughts NBA era or mid-aughts where it's like, oh, the Pistons and the Spurs are playing. No one really is that interested in this.
No.
Can we pick it up? Where's the stars? Where are they?
Well,
can they come
I like it more to – well, it's not – Byron Nelson back during World War II won 11 straight tournaments, which it's – everybody was in the war, you know, and it was, there was very few guys out there. It's not that bad, but Jack and Tiger and – And all of them face stiffer competition. When you lose three of the top seven players in the world, it's not as good. Scottie Scheffler is great, but it sure would be nice if he had the best players in the world up against him every week. It would be tougher for him. He's on a historic run with only Jack and Tiger doing what he did through before their age of 30. 20 wins and 4 majors. Only Jack and Tiger have done that.
So Scottie Scheffler, like 10 years from now, once this live thing ends, or maybe 20 years, whenever he's done, people are going to look back at his career and go, yeah, but...
There's going to be that, some of that.
He's got... He didn't... Who was he
it's
competing
like the,
against?
It's like the Patriots schedule this year.
Got it.
Look who they played. You know? And, yo, wait, they won. They're in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's great, but...
He's in the... That's tough for him.
Yeah.
That's tough. All the winning he's doing, and if his legacy is kind of the context
really
put around
good.
It is, hey, well, where are the other guys? Where are they playing? How many times did you have to go against the best in the world?
Well, and that's
he's
it.
Pretty dominant, though. You don't think history's going to remember him?
Oh,
pretty...
yeah. No, absolutely they are, because those guys are playing in the majors, and he's still winning majors.
Is Scheffler playing against plumbers?
He's not playing against plumbers. He's not. This isn't Will Chamberlain.
Okay.
It's not Will Chamberlain, but it is. It's not as good. It's just not. I mean, if John Rahm was out there every week, if Bryson DeChambeau was out there every week, it'd be more. It'd be tougher. And that's Cam Smith. It would be tougher. Although he's kind of falling off. Let's get Tony in here. He wants a general chat with the boys. What do you say, Tony?
Morning, gentlemen. I had a question for John and Dale. And I just want to help out my boy Lance. I hear your Taqueria Arandas commercials.
Claro que
and you're saying chilaquiles.
So I always screw this one up.
Say chilaquiles.
Which one? How's it pronounced?
To help you out, man.
Yeah, how is it pronounced?
Chilaquiles.
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 There you go.
Yeah.
And John, did you ever get a bra from the Hollywood sign from Steven Sweeney?
Did I ever get a what?
I don't know if you heard about that. Mm-mm. A bra. She was hanging up bras in the Hollywood sign.
Promoting her new business.
Who was?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not get one of her bras. But somebody said, Sydney Sweeney, really? How are you going to sell bras and win an Oscar? And you might.
I would ask, how are you going to win an Oscar?
And CJ wants to get paid.
And CJ wants to get paid.
Dale?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Dale, do you have a video of you dancing with Michael Jackson at your elementary?
No.
What does this mean?
The reference is when I went to, and I don't know how he remembers this at all, but I went to Marcus Garvey Elementary, which back in the 90s, it was an, I don't know if even if it still exists, it was an all-black school. I mean, they didn't come out and say that, but it was supposed to be for black kids. And we had tours and celebrities would come around and black celebrities would come by. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came by. Of course, you had local celebrities from the TV news. Michael Jackson came into the classroom.
What?
Yeah. And he had the mask
Young
on.
Young Dale moonwalking. Can you believe
that? No,
did you moonwalk,
Dale? No, I didn't dance.
Yes.
Nice pool, Tony. I don't know that many people know. Many people know the story, but
to the boys now.
But I was like, I don't know, 10. I don't know how old I was. I wasn't.
Don't
I wasn't
lie to the boys.
I wasn't dancing. Michael Jackson didn't dance. He walked.
Did you ever have a sequin glove? Be honest.
No, I didn't.
Be honest.
I am being honest.
Be careful.
Did you ever wear high water? Did you ever flood? Don't lie.
Throw the year with that Michael Jackson glove.
I don't have to lie. Michael Jackson was at the school.
How often did you watch that Pepsi commercial?
I don't even think I watched it as a kid.
The one where his hair blew up?
Yeah, why would I watch that commercial?
I mean, that's
an awful
thing. They still had the commercial.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. Yeah, they did.
They had another cut. Obviously, they tried to make some more.
Yeah.
Let me see. It was Alfonso Ribeiro was there. But he also did something with – didn't he do something with one of the Culkins, Macaulay Culkin?
He might have. That was in that time frame.
Well, that's actually what he did. I don't know that he did
didn't
he
anything.
Wasn't he carrying Webster around at the Grammys one year? And he for sure did. I'm saying odd, that, and I know for a fact.
It was an odd thing he was
it
doing.
Was. He was with Brooke. He was with Brooke – what was her name?
Shields?
Brooke Shields. He was with Webster carrying him around like a pet. And then he had – what's her name? Who got married like 8 times? Liz.
Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor. The three of them were walking around like, What is this?
I don't know.
What's this thing?
Couldn't be weirder.
Yeah.
But what's this thing?
He didn't bring Liz Taylor to the school.
And then he and Prince hated each other.
Yeah. Well, they had a rivalry.
I was more Prince than Michael Jackson. I was more Thomas Hearns than Sugar Ray Leonard. You kind of had to make choices. Oh, I liked MJ. I was a big MJ guy too. But after Thriller, it was all downhill. He just started looking too weird for me. I mean, I say that as a Prince fan.
Well, Prince was Michael, just androgynous.
I just knew Prince was a freak. I knew what Prince is about. I listened to his music. I'm like, there's no doubt what Prince is about.
Well, you had to be on Team Michael. You guys were hanging out at school.
I don't know that I was old enough to make a decision between Prince and Michael Jackson.
He had a mask on, you said?
Yeah.
Because that nose was falling apart.
No, it's like
he didn't want you to see it.
The medical mask. I don't know that he was wearing the mask because of his nose. He wore the mask for quite a while because he was afraid of germs. Yeah, he came in with the mask. He might have been wearing a hat. I don't remember exactly.
Afraid of germs, and he was taking all those pills and lighting his hair on
fire.
Hey,
people are complicated, John.
Okay. let me wear a mask.
He just walked in and...
People are complicated.
Stood for like 10 minutes and left. Took a tour of the school.
Oh, that was nice.
I mean, outside the school, they had Nation of Islam men selling bean pies. It was an interesting time, the year I spent at that school.
Very interesting. Very.
It was back in my mom's pro-black era.
You had bean pies?
Yeah, the Nation of Islam guys. Yeah. They walked around in their bow ties and their suits in the middle of the summer. Didn't matter when. They just always were dressed the same way.
I'm familiar with bean pies being a big deal. I've never had a bean pie.
And they're fine, at least from what I remember. This is the time
what is a bean pie?
I don't know exactly what bean it is, okay. But it's a sweet pie.
Yeah, so do you ever like go into a store and then you have, like, especially out in the country somewhere, where they have those little mini pecan pies that you can buy?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's kind of like that, but only beans.
With beans? No meat in it?
No. It was a sweet.
Like,
it was a sweet thing. It's kind of like a custard type pie.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't
Oh, is
that.
It really?
Yeah, it's like custard-like. It wasn't like savory or anything.
Okay.
And
I don't want that.
Yeah, they couldn't come in because we had the whole thing was like fenced and gated, so they would sell the bean pies through the links of the fence or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you slide them a couple of dollars and you buy a bean pie from the Nation of Islam.
I can't believe it. You open up ESPN right now and CJ's picture. CJ is on the.
Well, I think that's because it's regional. I think it's to your region. I've noticed everything's like, hey, Houston Cougar basketball. Like, wow, Houston's on that.
Okay.
And I started to figure out this.
Yeah, but even still, his whole region has got to see CJ at the first thing on the ESPN page. And whether or not.
You tried to give him a $56 million a year.
That's what they're trying to do.
Who's doing this?
This is ESPN's story.
Clickbait.
Dan Graziano.
See, I got Puka.
Oh, he's the one that did the extension?
Yes.
I got Puka on my homepage.
You do?
So you got a regular. You got a normal.
I got the regular one, yeah.
Now I am signed in. I'm signed in.
Oh yeah, they got Puka. Yeah, Puka's in this story too. Yeah, you got Puka, really?
Yeah, I guess I'm not signed in. I don't know, but I got Puka.
I'm signed. Are you signed in? Probably, John.
Oh, it's probably because I don't have like Texans as my favorite. Do you have like Texans?
Yeah, that's what it is. Because then we get the news.
You don't have Texans as your favorite.
How do you not have Texans?
Oddly
as
enough,
your favorite?
No, I don't.
Do you have Longhorns?
Have Texans?
I don't.
Do you have Longhorns?
No,
as your favorite?
I don't have anything as a favorite. Actually,
I got all the Texans.
Did you click
all my?
Who are your favorites? Did you click Longhorns?
Everybody pops up.
Texans?
No, I didn't. I didn't
Rockets,
click, I didn't
Astros?
Click, I didn't click anything.
Everton?
Everton. Yeah, I'm Fulham. We got really high aspirations. Just signed Oscar Bob from Man City. No, if you've heard.
You got a Man City guy to go there?
Yeah. Oscar Bob, 22-year-old Norwegian. He doesn't look Norwegian, at least not typically Norwegian.
What's that mean?
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
What
does
that mean?
You know what it means.
I know what it means.
Oh, my God.
I know what it means.
Racist.
No, not racist. He just doesn't look like when I say Norwegian, you think of Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
You don't think of Oscar Bob.
Listen.
Wow.
When
Dell's
I think of Italian.
Dell's team is ahead of my team.
Yeah, your
point.
Team sucks. My team has aspirations of playing in Europe. We're seventh. I don't know if you've heard.
One win and we're past you. What are you talking about? We can still win the league technically.
No, Everton will never win the league. Cut it out.
When I think Italian, I think of Mario Balotelli.
Yeah.
Well, you guys certainly treated him like he was one of your own.
Not really.
Hey.
From the stands, hey, giving him this.
Hey, Mario. Hey, Mario, you look like you're hungry. What are you going to throw at him?
Oh, stop.
Oh, wait. It didn't happen?
Oh, he didn't throw cannolis. I know that much.
No, it wasn't that.
It wasn't like a stuffed shell. You weren't throwing baked ziti at him. And the Greeks wouldn't even throw pistachio at him, which is just bootleg lasagna.
No, we got to talk about the Golden Nugget right now because we're going there. I'm going there this weekend. I'm telling you here and now.
So am I. Not
Michael
just you.
Said, Michael
so
said
is
he's
Dale.
Coming. So Michael's going to come. We're going to play poker together. He comes. He brings wife, Angel. You've met
them. You better get on. Yeah, they're good people. Yeah. You better get on that waiting list.
I know. No. They put me at the top.
John got a special card last time. Mm-hmm. He got a special.
I
got
to make sure that
he got an exemption.
It's all done. But here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to whatever it is, whatever game it is. Mine's poker. I love to play poker in their poker room. It's a great room. A bunch of great guys playing poker. I love that. But you might be. It doesn't matter what your game is because you got it all at Golden Nugget. It is a. It's a Las Vegas casino. It doesn't get. There's no difference than this casino than Las Vegas casinos. There's no difference. Okay. Now the difference between Las Vegas is there's casino after casino after casino after casino, and the rest of the casinos in Lake Charles ain't great. But the Golden Nugget Lake Charles is. It's like you're in Vegas. The hotel is like it's brand new. The restaurants, you've got 12 different ones. You've got a nightclub. You've got a golf course. You've got everything you could possibly. The pool is awesome. There is nothing that you can't find at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles that you can find in Vegas. Everything. Everything you can find in Vegas is right here. So you're looking for the best way. And it's only 2 hours down the road. And it's only gas, not a plane ticket. So you're looking for the best way to play. I'm telling you, there's one place to go. And oh, by the way, the big game, you want to go? You want to watch the NCAA tournament? You can make your reservations now at GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.